The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 11th. It's the 11th, and I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, joining you today on my own. There's some speculation in the chat about who the co-host would be today. It was nobody. Nobody. By myself today, and we're going to have some fun talking about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It was day 9 in the house, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. There's a lot of movement, a lot of things happening with the vote and everything regarding that. So yes, I am well rested today. I got plenty of sleep last night, and we're going to have some fun today. We're going to talk about the feeds now, and then later tonight we will have our first roundtable of the season. And of course, I will release the form after this update where you can rate the house guests and give your opinion on the season so far. So it'll be lots of fun today. So let's get into this. Starting off the day yesterday, and by the way, if you want to converse with me, if you want to be the co-host of this podcast in the chat, feel free, ask me some questions along the way, and we'll interact and have some fun. So we started the day. So we know that Adam had decided the day before that he really wanted Mackie to leave the house because he heard from Anthony that Mackie had been saying that Adam was a huge threat and that he needed to go. So, Adam is going to spend a large portion of the day trying to gather up votes and convince his pretty boy alliance that Mackie needs to go. So he starts the day talking with Dane, with Sam, and they talk about the vote, and Sam is with Adam on this one. Mackie needs to leave. And Dane is like, I don't think so. I think this is a mistake. I don't like this. I feel like Mackie is a big target ahead of us. Mackie is a big target ahead of us. And so he was it's really kind of resisting this idea. You know that by now that Dane has really wanted Kira out for a while. But Adam says, you know, Kira, they don't really win competitions. We don't need to worry about them in that regard too much. So I feel like that's the better option here. But Dane also says, yeah, but I don't want to upset the house. I don't want to cause any mistrust. I don't want to, you know, mess with the balance of things right now. You know, because he does have a kind of a point here that in order to get Mackie out of the house, it would be kind of a close vote unless the other side completely capitulated to the House decision. So it is a tricky thing to maneuver here for Adam with Dane. Dane still not really buying into this let's get out Mackie plan. He really wants Kira gone for the moment. So then we move on. Adam is going to talk with Corey. This is another important part of the week. As we move forward with this vote in particular, it's starting to look like Corey and Damian are very important key swing votes when it comes to Mackie versus Kira. So Adam is actually going to start working on Corey a bit here. He's trying to bond with her, talking about East Coasters and how they're both East Coasters and East Coast should win, so on and so forth. And that means they should work together. And Corey is all about this. She has started to try to work with other people like Kaylin, like Eddie and Damian. But with somebody like Adam coming to her and wanting to work with her, she's open for now. And they open this line of communication. So then we have Anthony talking with Steph. Steph, who the previous night had talked to Dane about taking Adam out of the house, is now going to talk to Anthony about taking Adam out of the house. Steph, I like her, but her instincts for who to open up to about wanting to target Adam is they're not great, because she's talked to now two of his closest allies about trying to take Adam out of the house. She says that, hey, Anthony, Adam, he's just too good at competitions. We need to take him out so that the competitions are more fair, evens the playing field, levels the playing field a little bit more. Anthony's like, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like the better move would be to target the people influencing Adam. Maybe that's the move. Obviously, Anthony is trying to get Sam to be targeted. Anthony has been wanting Sam to be targeted for a little while now. And so he is doing his best to try and shift that target over. That would be fun. Melissa in the chat likes how Corey likes Corey and how she's making relationships so quick. Yes, I agree. Adam actually does like Corey and he wants to work with her moving forward. I think Adam is looking at this like, hey, wouldn't it be great if we added Corey to the Adam, Sam, Chelsea kind of thing? So I think he really does want to pull her in, as well as, potentially needing her vote this week. So she has some options here on that side of things right now. Go Corey, says Roth in the chat. Let's see. Tracy wants to know, why is Big Brother Canada being so sketchy with Corey's vote? That's another very good question. Corey is going to say at some point during the day that she has been asking the producers if she has a vote this week, and they've been saying, we'll get back to you, which is very strange. I said on a previous morning update that I do believe she will have a vote, that precedence says that, you know, that she will. So I don't know why she wouldn't have a vote, and I don't know why they're not telling her that she has a vote. So I'm a little bit confused with all of that. It actually might matter a lot whether she has a vote or not, depending on where the votes fall, and we'll get into that later in the update. But why are they being so sketchy? I honestly don't know. It's very strange. I don't really understand why they wouldn't just come out and say it, unless they really just wanted to like wait to see where the votes have fallen. I don't know. It's weird. Marin Veronica didn't vote, Nikki says in the chat. I didn't remember that. Is that true? I trust Nikki, so I guess maybe there is some precedent to say that that she may not have a vote. So, you know, there you go. All right. Well, yeah, I don't know then. The whole week could be up in the air depending on whether or not she has a vote. So, basically the producers, might control who goes home depending on the decision they make that apparently they haven't made yet. All right. So that's good to know. We'll track that as it goes along this week. So Kaylin is going to talk with Eddie, and this is relevant to Corey here, where they're talking about how Corey is a little bit sketchy. Kaylin feels like Corey is a little bit sketchy. Kaylin feels like Corey Kaylin thinks that Corey definitely was watching them in some kind of room. She was watching them on the feeds. She's like, I just know it. She's messed up in front of me before. I just know that she's done this. Kaylin, she's psychic, so she knows these things. What Kaylin really wants is for Adam to win the next HOH and use that HOH to take Corey out of the house. And Eddie is like, I don't know, though. That seems a little risky. Do you really think he would do that? And Kaylin is like, of course he would do that. He has to. It's what the house wants. And Eddie's like, are you sure? I don't know. I don't know if this sounds like a good idea to me. Maybe we shouldn't want that to happen, but all right, that's fine. You're not in control of Adam winning HOH, so I guess, you know, okay, that's fine. But I am worried about Corey, he says. I am worried about her because she's now talking with Adam, and she might be talking with Adam about, like, hey, I've been working with Eddie and Kaylin, and here's what they think about things. And so he's worried that she's going to spill some beans, and this kind of leads to a conversation about, like, hey, did Corey talk to you about a final two? And Eddie's like, yes, she did. Did she talk to you about a final two? And Kaylin's like, yeah, she did. And they're like, oh, no. So Corey has been caught here with the two of her final twos have spoken, compared notes. And she was caught making those final twos. And she's not in a great place here with Kaylin and Eddie. So she doesn't entirely know it yet, but we'll have to see how that plays out moving forward. We then have Adam, Anthony, and Mark having a conversation about, again, the vote. Adam really wants to try and convince the rest of these pretty boys. It's saying their alliance name, it makes me feel like I'm calling them pretty boys, or even just calling them boys, which I don't use that term. I'm not like, hey, it's the boys, yo. I just don't do that, and it's very strange to be like, oh yeah, the pretty boys. I don't like it. I know we've talked about this before, but it's yet another reason why I don't like it. All right, so. He wants to convince these pretty boys that Mackie should leave. And so he talks about how big of a competition threat they are. And, Anthony is like, okay, maybe, but maybe you should talk to Mackie. Maybe you can convince him to not come after you. And then we'll be fine. And it won't matter too much. Adam is like, okay, maybe I'll go talk to Mackie. Anthony also lets Adam know that he covered for him with Steph. He tried to turn Steph onto Sam over Adam. And they also talk about Corey and how they would love to reel her in. That would be nice to have. So Adam takes Anthony's advice and he goes and he talks to Mackie and they promise not to put each other up. They're like, hey, you know, we'll have some kind of deal. We can pretend like we don't get along. It'll be great. And Mackie, who is the best campaigner of the season, of course, which is very, very intense sarcasm. Mackie does everything in his ability to sink his own chances throughout the day, says to Adam after they make some kind of deal about not targeting each other. Man, I just love how the biggest threat in the game wants to compete with me, somebody that can potentially beat him in competitions. I just love that you're open to that as the biggest threat in the game. Okay. Thanks, Mackie. So Kira talks to Adam after this, and Kira lets Adam know that Kaylin has been trying to get Sam out of the game, that Kaylin is manipulative. Kira does a much better job of campaigning. Still not the greatest job. They make a lot of mistakes here and there, but Kaylin is definitely talking Adam's language, Kira is talking Adam's language in terms of wanting Kaylin to be targeted and wanting to protect Sam from Kaylin. So Adam is all about this. He would love to get rid of Kaylin this week, but Dane is not going to go for it. So that's unfortunate for the two of them in this conversation. So, you know, Kira, I think if Adam was swayed at all by his conversation with Mackie, which I don't think he was, it was completely undone in this conversation with Kira. Adam is still on board to want to take Mackie out of the game. Somebody mentioned earlier in the chat about Sam and how she is willing to throw her game away for Adam. That's something else that I didn't put down in my notes, but it's something that I should mention that we saw in the episode last night a little bit, that Sam was like, oh, I'm going to get you to the end and get you that money. She really does believe that, according to how she talks about it with Chelsea and Adam, where Sam genuinely feels like if she went up on the block with Adam, she would like quit the game or go find a way to be sent home over him. She really wants to protect him in the game. Again, I don't, it's hard to know exactly how genuine this is. Maybe she means it now, but if the situation happened, she wouldn't actually go through with it. Or maybe she's lying right now to make herself seem weaker, whatever. But I am inclined to believe that that she does mean it in the moment here, and she may actually go through with it if it actually happened. So just if you didn't already have enough reasons to dislike Sam, there you go.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Anyway, Anthony is going to go and talk to Kaylin, and because he still has a good relationship with Kaylin, Anthony, again, being one of the people who can have this relationship with kind of both sides of the house. Anthony says that he thinks he's kind of on board now a little bit with this Mackie idea, or at least he is starting to get accustomed to the idea that Mackie might be leaving. And so he is trying to talk to Kaylin about the possibility that Mackie might be leaving. He says that, hey, we might not have the votes. He's starting to prepare Kaylin for the fact that he might vote to evict Mackie. And so he's like, we might not have the votes to keep Mackie this week. And Kaylin is like, nah, we have the votes. Don't worry about it. Even Adam wants Mackie to stay. Adam's been talking about it. And Anthony's like, you think we have Adam? And she's like, yeah, we got Adam. So don't worry. Don't even worry about it. And he's like, okay, all right, I guess so. That planting of a seed did not work very well, I guess. So they also talk about wanting Sam out of the house, of course. And again, Adam, Anthony really trying to push Sam as the target ahead of Adam. And this is something that Kaylin is noticing, that a lot of people want Sam out over Adam. She is misinterpreting the reason why, though. So she's not figuring out like, oh, the guys must have a pretty boys alliance. I almost called them boys there. See, this is, it's messing me up. The boys must have a pretty boy alliance. But instead, she's kind of thinking just that that people are wanting Sam out of the house because of her influence and so on and so forth. So Anthony is then going to go and talk with Dane. And he, again, is going to talk with Dane about wanting Sam out in order to clear Adam's head. They need to get Sam out. They need to get rid of her influence. They need to get rid of their shield. We talked about this extensively last night on the recap podcast, just how bad of a decision it is to want Sam gone when she is such a big target ahead of you that is also a shield. I mean, if the pretty boys are the brigade, right, then Sam is like a combination of Kristen and Rachel Riley, where, you know, she is a big target that also is not coming for you. Where like Rachel Riley, Matt kept her in the house because she was such a big target and distracted everyone from the brigade. But Rachel was somebody who was kind of a dangerous person to keep around because she might turn on them at some point because she was not aligned with them in any way. And so that it was a little riskier, man, but they managed to maneuver around it and made it work. Sam is like Rachel, but Kristenified, where she is controlled by Adam. And so it's like if Kristen was also Rachel, and she's a big target that distracts everyone and also won't come after them. She's the perfect person for this alliance, and yet they are just convinced that they need to get rid of her. It's very strange, but they do want to make it happen. Anthony and Dane in particular, they really want to do this, and they need to protect Adam, to protect Adam from himself and from all other people. They need to protect their boy, their pretty boy. And they also confirm they also confirm a final two together that I think they've probably made before the feeds came on. But they talk about final two together, Anthony and Dane, that they are tightly aligned within these the pretty boys. They are the prettiest of boys. So there you go. Corey is going to go and talk to Kaylin about how Adam has been talking to her. Corey says, you know, hey, Adam's been talking to me. I'm not sure if he's genuine, if he wants to work with me, or if I'm being played. I'm not sure if he just says he wants to use me. And Kaylin, of course, is going to respond saying, oh, he wants to use you. He's playing you. He just needs your vote. He just needs to make sure that he's safe if you win HOH next week, so on and so forth. So it's interesting to see that Corey does still go back to Kaylin with this, despite the fact that she has been talking with Adam and the fact that Kaylin has started to doubt Corey's loyalty and starting to think that Corey is a bit sketchy. So again, we'll have to see where Corey goes in terms of loyalty ultimately. But for now, it's kind of back and forth. She's talking with Adam. She's talking with Sam. She's also going back and talking with Kaylin. She had a relationship with Kaylin first, so I think that she still feels a little bit obligated to go there. But Kaylin is giving off some vibes of like, hey, I don't trust you very much, because she doesn't. And also, I caught you making a final two with both me and my other closest ally. So that's not great either. Nikki in the chat points out, Dane believes that Sam controls Adam because Adam couldn't possibly want things that Dane couldn't want, that Dane doesn't want. It's just, that's definitely one of the things here. Bill says, Mackie telling Dane that he would maybe put up. Yeah, that's, well, we're going to get to that, Bill. So then we have Dane talking with Kaylin. Dane is starting to talk to Kaylin about also, hey, you know, what if we got rid of Mackie? Would that be so bad? You know, Mackie is a big threat. He can win some competitions. Kira's been talking to me about some things. They're saying that they're not going to be targeting me. So that's nice to hear. And Kaylin is saying, I hear what you're saying, but I don't know. You know, Mackie's not coming for you. Would Mackie be coming for you? I don't think so. Maybe he can win competitions, but that's good because he's a target and he's not going to be coming for you. And that's great. He's not going to put you on the block. And also remember that, Sam is linked closely with Kira, and you know, if Kira stays, they're going to be somebody that Sam can use, and so she's trying to use Dane's fear of Sam to push this idea that Kaylin or that Kira needs too many K names, the Kira needs to leave. And I do think that Dane is still kind of on board here at this point. But he does go and he talks to Kira, where Kira again is going to promise Dane, I will not nominate you next week. I promise you're good with me. Everything is fine. Don't worry about it. Dane is still a bit unconvinced here. They're going to ask Dane, you know, what would happen in the event of a tie. And Dane is like, oh, I'm not sure. Not sure what I would do quite yet. He does let Kira know, however, that Kaylin and Kiki are lost causes to them. that don't bother with Kaylin and Kiki. They are the ones that are really trying to get you out. And this is important. This is important here for Kira, because they now are going to sort of recognize that because they knew that that Kaylin was really gunning for them, but now they also have this idea that Kiki is pushing hard for Kira to go, which is kind of true. And so this is really pushing some focus onto Kiki in terms of targets, putting Kiki's name into the targeting procedures. I don't know. So that's Dane's conversation with Kira. Still unconvinced at this point, I think. But then Dane goes and talks to Mackie. And in his conversation with Mackie, he's like, so, you know, he just talked with Kira. They promised him that that he wouldn't go on the block. He asks Mackie, so if you won HOH next, let's, you know, spitballing, if you won HOH next week, you wouldn't put me up, right? Mackie's like, I might. It'll only be fair. You know, you just put me up. So Dana's like, oh, okay. So you might put me up. Okay. Mackie's like, well, you know, there's still probably like, I don't know, five people I would put up first, but you know. What are you doing? Who is this guy? Where did they find him? And why did they put him on television? So this conversation, I think, is going to be a major turning point for Dane. And he's going to be thinking about the fact that this guy who came third in the HOH competition and then second in the veto competition is saying that he might put Dane on the block. He obviously knows that Adam will be going on the block if Mackie wins, which means basically Dane is starting to look at, okay, it might be me and Adam on the block if Mackie wins. That's not great. Maybe these guys have a point. Maybe we need to get rid of Mackie. Maybe this needs to happen. So in the meantime, Kira is going to go and talk to Sam and Chelsea. They say that they are going after Kaylin and Kiki. Kiki is now the target for, or at least one of the targets for nomination with Kira. And Chelsea and Sam are like, yeah, we like that. It's fine. I like the sound of that. Kira also says that they think Eddie will be a vote for them. Kira had talked to Eddie previously during the day. And Eddie had basically said, if you have the votes, you know, if the House votes to keep you, then I'll keep you. He's basically giving her the, I'm not voting to keep you, but if the House flips, then I will have to flip with them. But Kira takes that as, like, he actually wants to keep them, but that's not really the case. So they're saying that they have Eddie. They don't have Eddie. They definitely don't have Eddie. Adam is then going to talk to Sam and Chelsea, and he says to them, you know, I was thinking of nominating Kaylin and Kiki. Chelsea, Sam, like, that's exactly what Kira just said. I feel like this is a pretty good move here to keep Kira in the House. They're feeling good about that. Dane joins them and says, you know, this is after his conversation with Mackie, where Mackie says that he might put him on the block. You know what? I might be willing to get rid of Mackie. If we have the numbers to get rid of Mackie, maybe we can make that happen. I've maybe changed my mind, which is obviously not surprising. So then Adam talks with Dane privately, and Dane is like, look, if we do this, if we get rid of Mackie, I want something in return. I want Sam gone soon. I want to get rid of her. And Adam is like, yeah, I mean, okay. But, you know, I think we should probably like wait until something, like, you know, at least until jury, right? Like, we need to make sure that she's on the jury. We don't want to turn on her too soon. And Dane is just like, I don't know. I just don't want Sam to drag you down, you know? Like, I don't want Sam to mess things up, you know? And Adam's just like, okay, but I just feel like, you know, jury, think about it. Adam is then going to go talk to Mark and lets Mark know that they're really considering taking Mackie out, and says they should get the pretty boys together later in the night to discuss the vote. Mark agrees that he thinks Mackie should probably go, but he is afraid of rocking the boat too much. He feels like he doesn't want to, you know, unsettle things in the house too much. Again, this could be a close vote if they decide to go for it. So we'll go over vote totals toward the end of the update here, because not everyone is entirely on board quite yet, but we're gonna get to it later. Chelsea is going to talk with Eddie, and Chelsea says, "Hey, Eddie, we've got the votes. Mackie's going home." And he's like, "Whoa, are you sure? Is that really happening?" And she's like, "Yeah, talk to Dane. Dane's on board. We got it." And he's like, "Oh, okay, well, I mean, just so you know, I personally feel like for my game, I want to evict Kira. And so I will be voting to evict Kira unless it's like a blowout, unless it's like, you know, 8-3, then I guess I'll vote with the house. But I do think I want to vote Kira out for now." So Damien has a conversation with Mark. Or sorry, Kira has a conversation with Damien and Mark. They're going to be campaigning to them and saying that Mackie is a big comp threat. After they leave, Mark and Damien talk about their proposal and how Mackie is a bigger threat than them, and that that, you know, maybe it's something to consider, but they really want to go along with what Dane says, that it's Dane's decision, so they should go with Dane. Dane then talks to Anthony again. They say again that Sam has got to go. Can you believe it? When I talked to Adam about it, he was like, "Let's wait until jury." And they're like, "Ah, of course he wants her in the jury." Yeah, of course. Anthony does say he is on board to take Mackie out because he is a big threat and he will be coming for Adam, and that's not good for them. So Anthony is on board here. Eddie talks to Kaylin and says, "Hey, Kaylin, a lot of people are telling me that the votes are there to get Mackie out of the house." And Kaylin's like, "Nah, not gonna happen. Don't worry about it." Eddie's like, "Yeah, but I'm just being told that a lot of people are flipping and they might have the votes." And Kaylin's like, no. "We've got Anthony. We've got Damien. Anthony is not gonna flip. Don't worry about it. We're fine." "I've got a gut feeling about these things." And Eddie's like, "I don't know about your gut feeling this time." And she's like, "Look, I make money on this gut feeling. This is my thing. I've got this." He's like, "Oof. Eesh. We'll see." The pretty boys do get together later in the night, and they talk. They decide Mackie needs to go. The pretty boys have decided. They've passed their judgment. Mackie needs to leave. So that concludes the day. So that basically means that these four guys, plus Sam and Chelsea, are wanting Mackie to leave. There are 11 votes to evict. They need 6 to evict Mackie. However, if Corey does not vote, then there are 10 votes and they need 5 plus Dane's tiebreaker. So that's why whether or not Corey votes matters a lot, right? Because the votes that they have locked, they have 5. They have Anthony, Adam, Mark, Chelsea, and Sam. It's 5 votes. Those are locked. They have Mackie gone. If it's a 10 vote eviction, then Dane can be the tiebreaker to evict Mackie as long as he stays the course here. It is only Monday, so a lot of things can happen. But as of right now, they have those 5 votes. And then on Kaylin's side of things, we have Kaylin, Eddie, Kiki, and Steph. Those are 4 locked votes right now to evict Kira. And so the 2 people here in the middle are Corey and Damien. So if Corey doesn't vote, then Damien's vote doesn't matter as long as those other five plus Dane stay the course. Again, Dane can break the tie in favor of Kira. However, if Corey does vote, then Adam's work with Corey, he did talk to Corey again with Sam. They bonded some more. They talked about East Coast. They're really working hard to pull Corey in. So they could get Corey's vote as their sixth. And they're also working hard on Damien, talking about the boys sticking together. Not the pretty boys, just the general boys. And Damien has been pretty receptive to that. However, he does have a decent relationship with Mackie. He has promised Mackie his vote in the past. So Damien might be a little tougher to grab than they may think, but I think between Damien and Corey, they do have a pretty decent shot at grabbing at least one of those votes and taking Mackie out of the house. So it does look bad for Mackie right now. However, again, things have been going back and forth. It is only Monday. There's still plenty of time for the pretty boys to change their mind, for Dane to change his mind, for Kaylin to get these swing votes with Damien and Corey. So a lot of things can happen here. So let's go. I saw some questions in the chat here. If I can find them. Mackie hasn't shown strong campaigning skills. So, yes, that is definitely true here. Why is everyone being so honest? May asks. I don't know. It's a strange thing. There's not a lot of lying going on in the house. I think this is something where a couple of people were caught lying early on. I think here's a theory, right? The very first night, Eddie and Kaylin were caught lying directly, and all of their secrets were revealed. And like this idea of like, oh, lying liars, you get caught. I think it has scared people into not lying as much. I feel like there is a lot less lying happening in the house because they're a little gun shy, given the fact that they, the production themselves outed their previous lies. So they're doing their best to be honest, while also keeping secrets as much as possible. So that's an interesting question with a potentially interesting theory of an answer here. Who at this point has a solid final two deal? T-Wall asks. It seems like Dane and Anthony have something, but I wouldn't say it's solid. I think they're both willing to kind of play the field in terms of that. I think Kiki and Steph are probably two of the closest people. Kaylin and Eddie are very close. However, I don't trust either of them to be loyal to each other, so I would not say that's solid. I can't even say that Adam and Sam are solid, because Adam, I do think, is willing to cut Sam if necessary. Sam and Chelsea are not solid, because Sam would choose Adam over Chelsea. So not a whole lot of people have some solid deals here. I would say Kiki and Steph are the two closest. And then again, even then, I feel like they are not so loyal that I couldn't imagine Steph kind of like distancing herself if Kiki ends up being targeted. So I would not say there's really any super solid final twos at the moment. May is still confused why Sam wasn't put on the block from the start. Dane was hesitant to make the move. He didn't want to make the move and then fail. And so he had talked with Kaylin about how if it does happen, it needs to be a back door. And Kaylin had pushed that as well. Kaylin probably shouldn't have pushed that. I think that if she had pushed hard enough, she probably could have convinced Dane to put Sam up straight away. But she kind of backed down and agreed that it would be best to make it a back door play, which obviously did not end up working. To her credit, it came close to working. There were a lot of possibilities there to make it work. Watch the house flip and they leave out only Kaylin. I think Eddie would let Kaylin know eventually. Kubi wants to know, if Mackie leaves, is it due to Kira's campaigning or Mackie's terrible campaigning? It's down to Mackie more so than Kira, I believe. I think Mackie has been so bad that he is the primary cause of his own demise. I do think that Kira has performed well enough to make a difference, but I think that Mackie's campaigning has made more of a difference. And I don't think that Kira has done a particularly good job of campaigning, just an adequate enough one. She, that there are enough they are not making enough mistakes to sink their own game is what's going on there with Kira. Let's see. Editors are going to love using Kaylin the psychic shocked reactions, probably. Let's see. There's plenty of time to flip and flip again. Yep, for sure. Damien on the bubble. Yes, I'm very, very interested to see where Damien moves from here. Like I said, Kaylin is expecting Damien is a solid vote. Kaylin's also expecting Anthony as a solid vote. So there could also be some blame stuff happening where they're both Anthony and Damien say, hey, it's not our fault. The votes are there, but there's six votes. And it's like, well, if one of you would stay, then the votes wouldn't be there. We could see some of that. Mel says all Dane has to do is not get paranoid. Yeah, Dane is very paranoid. Who's my favorite house guest to watch right now? I don't know if I have one. Like I said, nobody's really standing out to me in terms of strategic play. And, you know, I like Damien as a, like, just a chill guy. He seems like a nice person. I like Corey, it was fun watching her mission. And, I just like her. She's also very chill and kind of like normal-ish. I like Steph a lot, obviously. And, I like Eddie. I like Eddie. Eddie's probably my favorite to watch so far. I'm very interested to see where Eddie moves from here. So those would probably be some of my favorites for now. Let's see here. Taryn, what boy was telling everyone last night that they need to keep Kiki to go after Mama C? not sure what you're referring to exactly. The majority wants Kira to stay, and the other people want Mackie to stay. I would say the majority is wanting for Kira to stay for sure. Yeah, that's definitely the case right now. Who do you want to win HOH for the most exciting week? I think that Kaylin. If this goes down the way that it's looking like right now, where Mackie does end up leaving, I think a Kaylin HOH would be very exciting because Kaylin will have just lost that vote and will need to strike back. Otherwise, I have a feeling Kaylin will be going home. So a Kaylin HOH would be interesting for sure. Let's see here. Could Sam from BB Can 7 be any more different from Sam from maybe 20? Yeah, probably. Who is in the best spot in the house? I would say it's Anthony, but I think that he's kind of put himself into a position where this vote might expose him a little bit. Damien is in a pretty decent spot. Sam is probably the only person who's talked about potentially putting him on the block, and Adam kind of shut that down. So Damien is in a pretty decent spot there. Again, he might be exposed with this vote as well and have Kaylin kind of mad at him, but I don't think that will matter as much as it does with Anthony. Steph isn't in a terrible spot, but I might say it's Damien in terms of staying safe is in a good spot. He doesn't have a lot of influence, so I might say it's Anthony overall. Nobody's really coming for Anthony here. Let's see. Shouldn't the Pretty Boys go ahead and name their side player so the group might be more willing to leave them alone for now? You mean in terms of like naming their parachute alliance, like the brigade thing? Potentially. I don't think there's anything that's going to convince Dane and Anthony not to want Sam out of the house here, unfortunately, for the Pretty Boys. Let's see here. Any front runners emerging yet? I would not say there are any front runners quite yet here. Is it just me, or but it seems like the house is crazy and confusing? It's not too bad. I think that Big Brother Canada 6 had been pretty crazy in the beginning. But I think we're going to see probably some solidifying of things. I think this vote is going to matter a lot moving forward here. Let's see. Who's the most likely to be Jesse Larson next week in a good position? I think Anthony could end up out of nowhere, just kind of getting caught, getting kind of a little bit exposed here, and then all of a sudden the wrong person wins HOH and Anthony's on the block, and people start to be worried about him, and then he's gone out of nowhere. I think that could absolutely happen. So I mean, I say that as right after I said he was potentially in the best position in the house, but that's what I mean when I say that I don't really feel like there are any front runners right now, because even Anthony, I think, could easily be gone soon. All right. If Kira stays and they've, will they be able to find a solid footing or stay on the outs? I think that Kira will stay on the outs for now. But if they stay, if they continue to stay in the house, I do think they have a possibility to do better in the future. I do think it's possible. They're really a kind of player where I think they entered the house. It was not what they expected. They were more emotional than they anticipated. And so, like moving forward, if they stay in the house, if they get more used to it and they learn more about what it's actually like to be in the house, they do have enough knowledge of the game. And I do think a good enough head on their shoulders in terms of what to say and why, with a better understanding of the layout of the house and everything like that, where I do think that they could eventually become more threatening as time goes on. And again, I think that they are likable. Like, the problem is that they're very mopey right now with everything that's happening and all of that. So I do think that I can see a scenario where things turn around for them and things get better. But I do think it will take a while. So that's the thing here with Kira. So that's what we've got for you today. Lots of things going on yesterday. I'm expecting a turbulent couple of days here with this vote. It's very tenuous, this Pretty Boys consensus to take out Mackey, and then even if they do stay strong with that decision, it's a very close vote with some key swing votes in the middle. We still don't even know if Corey is going to be voting at all. So lots of uncertainty here with the rest of the week, but we will be covering it as it moves forward. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. And of course, tonight we will be having our first roundtable of the season, kick off the stock watch. It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll rate all of the players. You know, if there are any front runners, we'll find out if there are. We'll find out if anyone is priced the highest. We'll find out what's happening there. And of course, we'll talk about everything that's happened so far in the game and all of that stuff. It'll be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in tonight. You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. I will be tweeting out the form for the roundtable tonight, where you can rate the players and give your opinion on the season, all of that fun stuff. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun, especially to be able to track your own opinions as the season goes on. It's a great way to put that down on paper or internet paper, so to speak. So just have fun with it. It's a lot of fun. You can find it on Twitter. I'll pin the tweet. So find that there, and find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. Watch some feeds at some point. Have fun with that as well. So thank you once again for joining me. And I will see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.